Welcome to Tuesday Evening Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and rise up to live in the glory of God for evermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, the God of our forebears, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed is your holy and glorious name, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you, glorious in your holy temple, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you who behold the depths, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you in the heights of heaven, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. The day is now past and the night is at hand. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Father of lights, receive the prayer and praise we offer you as our evening sacrifice. Make us a light for all the world, delivered by your goodness from all the works of darkness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, their labour is but loss that build it. Unless the Lord keeps the city, the watchmen watch in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go so late to rest, eating the bread of toil. For the Lord bestows honour and on those whom he loves. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his gift. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Happy the man who has his quiver full of them. He will not be put to shame when he confronts his enemies at the gate. Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord and walks in the confine of his ways. You will eat the fruit of your labours. Happy shall you be, and all shall go well with you. Your wife within your house shall be as fruitful vine. Your children around your table, like the fresh shoots of the olive. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who lives in the fear of the Lord. May the Lord so bless you from Zion that you see Jerusalem in prosperity all the days of your life. May you see your children's children, and in Israel let there be peace. Psalm 129. Many a time from my youth upward have they fought against me. Now may Israel say, many a time from my youth upward have they fought against me, but they have not prevailed. They have scored my back as with a ploughshare. They have opened long furrows. But the Lord is righteous, and he has cut me free from the thongs of the wicked. They shall be confounded and turned backward, all those who hate Zion. They shall be as the grass that grows upon the housetops, which withers before it comes to any good, with which no reaper may fill their hand, nor the binder of sheaves their bosom. And none who pass by shall say to them, "The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord." God of grace, we thank you for all your gifts to us. Grant us to accept both pain and joy in faith and hope, and never to fail in love to you and to our sisters and brothers. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Exodus, beginning at chapter 25, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to take me an offering. From all whose hearts prompt them to give you shall receive the offering for me. This is the offering that you shall receive from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and fine linen, goat's hair, tanned ram's skins, fine leather, acacia wood, oil for the lamps, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and gems to be set in the ephod and for the breastpiece, and have them make me a sanctuary so that I may dwell among them, in accordance with all that I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture, so you shall make it. They shall make an ark of acacia wood. It shall be 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. You shall overlay it with pure gold inside, and outside you shall overlay it, and you shall make a moulding of gold upon it all round. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them on its 4 feet, 2 rings on one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side. You shall make poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. And you shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, by which to carry the ark. The poles shall remain in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. You shall put into the ark the covenant that I shall give you. Then you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. You shall make 2 cherubim of gold. You shall make them of hammered work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub at one end and 1 cherub at the other. Of 1 piece with mercy seat you shall make the cherubim at its 2 ends. The cherubim shall spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings. They shall face each other. The faces of the cherubim shall be turned towards the mercy seat. You shall put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the covenant that I shall give you. There I will meet you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim that are on the ark of the covenant, I will deliver to you all my commands for the Israelites." Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the Gospel according to John, beginning at chapter 11, verse 17. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and he is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, help us when we hear his voice to know him who calls us each by name and to follow where he leads, who with you in the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God for ever and ever. Amen. Graceful God, thank you for your presence in our lives and your attention to our prayers. How great our lives due to your presence and your wisdom. We ask that we are endowed with God's great wisdom to share with all the people. God of grace, hear our prayer. Gracious God of all nations, thank you for your mercy in our broken and divided world. Share your peace in the hearts of all and banish the spirit that makes for war, that all races and peoples may learn to live as members of one family, united in peace. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican Cycle of Prayer, the Diocese of Dunkwa-on-Noffin, the Church of the Province of West Africa, the Diocese of Sydney, the Parish of Pittsworth, the Anglicare Southern Queensland Multicultural Programme, St. Francis Theological College, Milton, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Be present, merciful God, and protect us through the hours of this night, that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this fleeting world may rest on your eternal changelessness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May Jesus, the Lord of peace, give us peace at all times and in all ways. Amen.